Welcome, listener. Take a pause. Be on this journey with me. Black woman theater, metabolizing trauma, ritualizing transformation, decolonizing self. The black hole tunneling through my gut, exposing an abyss of caste, class, and color in Tihuatika, Quebec, was swallowing me whole right there on the traditional and unceded territory of the Kanien Kahaka in fall 1998. Me, a thrice diasporic African human being disentangled by a yet to be named black, queered, feminist praxis, decolonizing personhood, practice, and pedagogy, emerging from a 500-year lineage of resistance to colonial violence. You know, when I arrived in Canada at 15 years old in 1993, I was ushered by my mother, Anita Stewart, into a thriving community of black women theater practitioners from the African diaspora. I mean, they connected the historical, economic, socio-political, and cultural dots between Africa, the Caribbean, Canada, and the UK. Of all the women present, there were five of them who had such a profound impact on my artistic repositionings. Amar Harris, Dominican Canadian founder of Theatre in the Rough. Adrizina Mandiela, Jamaican Canadian founder of Be Current Performing Arts. Janet Sears, Jamaican Guyanese British Canadian founder of the Afro-Canadian Playwrights Festival. Roma Spencer, Trinidadian Canadian founder of Theatre Archipelago. And, of course, Lillian Allen, Jamaican Canadian founder of the Dub Poets Collective. These women, and I cannot forget my mother, a pioneer dub poet herself, a playwright, performer, and activist, educator. What them say? The apple don't fall from the tree. All of them became my mentors, my colleagues, my comrades, each with her own roadmap to embodying personal, sexual, spiritual, political, and creative liberation as a black woman artist. In a long away prior moment, ancestors abducted as chattel from Africa, transported to Hamaka, to toil plantation soil, to fatten the curiosity, bellies, pockets, pride, and nations of European enslavers. In an othered moment, parents emigrated from Hamaka to the north of Turtle Island, Kanata, the settler colony called Canada, in search of the absence of colonial trauma, only to reawaken in the nightmare of colonization's many-headed hydra in an anti-Jamaican Toronto. As I continue to develop as a black, queer feminist artist and researcher, the following question remains central to my practice. How do black women in theater use their arts practice to navigate experiences of colonial trauma and historical oppression? Colonial trauma, the complex, continuous, collective, cumulative, and compounding impacts of colonial policies and practices, historical oppression, the ongoing violence of chronic, pervasive and intergenerational experiences of oppression that over time may be normalized, imposed, internalized. This practice, my practice, wants to embrace the feminist saying, the personal is political, because it is personal to me, and it is political because it concerns you and me, the we. This research, this survival, this thrival wants to connect Black women's practice to Black feminist theory through intersectionality, the intersections, through Black women's liberatory pedagogies. We want liberation. I want liberation. This present moment, I am on stage. An audience has gathered to listen to my stories, naming childhood traumas soaked in British Jamaica's colonial stench like Kingston barbed wire, piercing my involuntarily anglicized tongue, cutting through the decades-long silence of being non-consensually touched by my uncle, like Jamaica by the IMF, designed to exercise total control over my Black girl body, over the island's Black African descended working class inhabitants as a reformulated neo-colonialism? Barring radical intervention, empire building continues to perpetuate itself. Empire building. Throughout my almost 30 years of professional practice as a dub poet, playwright, dramaturg, director, curator, I have witnessed Black women conjure and embody theater as a medium to metabolize, to process, to face, to expose, to challenge, to resist, and to heal the impact of trauma on their lives. These ongoing traumatizing effects of supremacism, colonization, historical oppression, rupturing them by actively decolonizing personhood, practice, and pedagogy. I call these embodiments rituals of transformation that occur through Black liberatory traumaturges in the lives of Black women. How do these processes unfold in my work, in their work? I want to understand. I want to share. Traumaturgy. What is this traumaturgy? Dr. Sandra Phillips wrote in her dissertation that traumaturgy is a dramaturgical methodology for the reprocessing of traumatic memory through the performance of autobiographical trauma narratives. And I agree, for the most part. But I want to contribute some nuance in relation to Black people and Black women. For me, Black women theater makers use multiple Black indigenous decolonial traumaturges, or maybe Black liberation traumaturges, as rituals of transformation, transforming through storytelling. They range from the autobiographical and the autoethnographic to the biomythographic, like Audre Lorde taught us in Zami, A New Spelling of My Name. Lorde calls her work biomythography. This entanglement of biography, history and myth. So for me, reinterpreting traumaturgy, Black liberatory traumaturgies, to represent a decolonial dramaturgical process that acknowledges, that centers, that does not suppress and repress, that does not deny colonial trauma and historical oppression while supporting the practitioner in responding to colonial trauma, in responding to historical oppression, while making and staging and enacting and embodying biomythography. These ongoing rituals of personal and societal transformation and healing. Healing. I push resistance up past my throat, past my shame. I press my tongue against my teeth and self-blame. Baptized in the wet witness of my own tears, I squeeze that now rebellious mother tongue beyond my lips, beyond my conditioning. Stripping English of its misguided notions of supremacy, now rebirthed in the melanated rhythms of my Mafa, Masa, Kotoko, West African linguistic retentions. This journey that we're on. So many Black women have written theater, life, and live in Canada. Where are the records? No matter where we find ourselves on the planet, there is a relationship between Black women's ongoing daily resistance to systemic oppression and how we experience wellness, peering through the lens of intersectionality. The absence of Black women's voices in mainstream Canadian theater is due to what? In large part, to the multiple oppressions Black women experience as women, while simultaneously being Black, working class, queer, immigrant, disabled, fat, speaking English as a second language, and or being considered ugly and therefore unworthy. These ongoing neo-colonial, socio-economic and political centerings of whiteness continues to perpetuate the erasure of Black women's reality, Black women's realities, even whilst we insist on surviving, on thriving. And so I ask, given the ongoing traumatizing effects of colonialism on peoples of African descent globally, how do Black women theater makers in Canada embody theater as a medium to metabolize trauma and ritualize transformation? I ask, how do colonial trauma and historical oppression experienced by Black women through anti-Black racism, misogynoir, sexual violence, casteism, classism, queer phobia, transphobia, xenophobia within the larger society and the theater industry? How do these impact the holistic wellness of Black women theater makers? I ask, what devising techniques, frameworks, methodologies, and methods do Black women theater practitioners devise and utilize to decolonize personhood, practice, and pedagogy? I ask, how can this method, my framework, the Anitafrica method, a Black, queer, feminist, trauma-informed intervention be utilized by Black women theater makers as Black liberatory traumaturgy, decolonial traumaturgy, to support them in negotiating experiences of colonial trauma and historical oppression, to support them in devising new decolonial experience through performance that center their lives, that center their well-being? I chant word, I chant sound, I chant power, I chant. I thrust my hands vigorously away from my body towards an imagined violator. Warning, warning of my righteous wrath. My entire torso, legs, and head move in chaotic coordination in support of my hands, in support of my life, which I know I cannot live without. I cannot live without my life. We cannot live without our lives. This research, this living, this life, this way of being. Critical autoethnography. Within this qualitative reflexive framework, I'm attempting to engage the complex ways in which my own identities and those of other Black women theater makers in Canada are best understood through explorations of intersectionality, the cultural synergy that is created through interactions of race, ethnicity, gender, sex, socioeconomic status, sexuality, nationality, age, spirituality, ability. It's rhizomatic, theoretically and methodologically requiring that I embrace multiple shifts in thinking about this inquiry. A national survey to ask the Black women directly, what have their experiences been within the industry, within Canada, of colonial trauma and historical oppression? It is in-depth interviews with mid-career and established Black women theater makers to find out the tools and techniques that they use to navigate colonial trauma and historical oppression through their art. It is a year of workshops within the Annie Tafrica method with emerging playwrights to support them in devising new work that is trauma-informed, that acknowledges the ongoing impact of racism and classism and sexism on their lives. And what am I hoping to share with you, listener? What am I hoping to contribute? An ethnography of how Black women practitioners apply theater as a decolonial mechanism in their art and lives. A reformed Annie Tafrica method as Black liberatory traumaturgy to be applied to devising new work from a trauma-informed decolonial feminist lens. And I'm hoping, listener, I'm hoping that I can contribute to advancing the critical studies of Black women's theater in Canada. I'm hoping that I can contribute to providing a new lens, a new perspective, a new treatise, a new praxis that centers Black women. There I am. On that stage in 1998, I chant out loud for the first time in 1998, I chant. My enveloped being chants the way my mother, Anita Stewart, chanted out against misogyny in her performances at the Jamaica School of Drama in the early 1980s. My whole self chants the way I witnessed the decolonial critique of Jean Binter Breeze as she chanted out against anti-black racism on Woman Talk, the first all-woman dub poetry album made in Jamaica. Completely dis and re-embodied, experiencing ritual possession, I chant the way black lesbian visionary dub artist Adrizina Mandiela taught me to chant out against queerphobia at Be Current Performing Arts in Toronto in the 1990s. Centuries of somatic utterances and incantations chanting down the violence of colonial trauma and historical oppression. I am a black woman in movement towards metabolizing trauma. I am a black woman in rhythm towards ritualizing transformation. I am a black woman in dance towards decolonizing self. Thank you, listener. Continue your journey.